Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you tonight to New Freedom Christian Ministries and More Than Conquerors, Warriors for Christ Ministries, our power of prayer, teaching, wisdom, and Bible study. Amen. We thank you if you had an opportunity to join us last night, which was Wednesday night, where we had our power of prayer. We have it every Wednesday night at 7:30. And so tonight here on Thursday, we have our wisdom and Bible study teaching and prayer. We also pray every occasion and opportunity that we have, we can come together. We always add prayer in there. And so welcome, welcome, welcome to New Freedom Christian Ministries and More Than Conquerors, Warriors for Christ Ministries, wisdom and Bible study teaching. Thank you for joining us on this awesome Thursday night, March 21st, 2024. Just want to thank everyone who has dialed in and joined in with us tonight. Amen. We thank you for all who came in. We thank God for Pastor Lester, Pastor Sharon Hayes. Yes. Amen. Of New Freedom Christian Ministries who are joining with us tonight. And all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Faithful followers of Christ. Those of you who have just happened to wander in on the teaching tonight, welcome, 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 and thank you for being on here with us. And so tonight we're going to continue in. We've been having some really, 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 really great, awesome teaching where we've been learning about building a future for optimal overall wellness and learning about faith, amen, and how in order to live in a relationship with Christ, this is truly a faith-based relationship. But the great thing about it is we get to learn continuously, daily, about this relationship. One thing about the Lord, he does not start a relationship with us and then he just up and quits on us. No, he continues on, but it's up to us to continue to stay in the relationship with him. And so that's where that faith comes in and where that faith is built up when we spend time with the Lord. And so I tell you, we have been spending some awesome time with the Lord. He has truly been feeding our soul, body, mind, spirit. He's been truly feeding us. And we have truly tasted and we see that the Lord is good. We're Jesus being that bread of life. Amen. And we're feeling it. We're able to just feast on his word daily and continuously. And so tonight I just want to pick up real quick. Won't be before you long tonight, but just really want to share some good meat with you tonight. Amen. It truly has blessed me and has been continuously blessing me. I tell you, just, oh my gosh, it's like I just can't get enough of the word of God. And it's like that hunger and that thirst is continuously building. Amen. It has taken over my life. It's taken over my body to where I just want to eat the word. It's like I can't get enough of it. Amen. And it's like every time I eat it now, it's like something just begins to build up in me. And I know we were talking about that springing forth, and now we're seeing it. We're able to understand it. This is what happens when we continue to trust in the Lord. And so again, tonight, welcome everyone. I am Pastor Phoebe Davis. I'll be your teacher for tonight, and I'm here alongside of my husband, Pastor Eric Davis, and we greet you all with love tonight. And just want to talk real quickly here, but let me pray real quick before we get started. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth just as it is in heaven. And Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debtors as we forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not, O Lord, into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, as we talk a little bit, we've been truly been being blessed as Pastor Lester has been teaching us on about our body and soul and our spirit. And he's been talking about, you know, what's needed for all these things. He talked about, you know, that relationship, our relationship with Christ. And also, too, we're learning about it. He gave an awesome, just shared a quick comment there with us about we got to, as followers of Christ, born again believers, we have to know what's required of us. And so he shared that with us in some of the teaching, amen, as he was teaching us about the requirements, amen, things that can help us to live a better life. And I love one of the comments that he made in the teaching. He said, you know, there are no shortcuts. There are requirements of us, but there are no shortcuts. And so there's no way to go around it. You know, it's not a get rich quick thing. You know, it's a process. And until you really get to that place of where you're really tasting that word and feasting on it. In the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter in the 8th verse, well, it talks about, I mean, powerful passage of scripture there, but in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter in the 8th verse, and this is Jesus where he's talking to the disciples, amen, and he's, you know, preparing them and he's sharing some knowledge with them. And as they came unto him and Jesus, you know, began to open his mouth and speak to them. And it was the Sermon on the Mount where he was talking about the beauties and he was relaying this important information to them. Amen. Life changing. But in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, there round about the 6th verse, and I'm going to be teaching out of the King James Bible translation tonight. But it reads as this, it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Just amazing how as he's preparing them and he's teaching them on some things that are going to help them, amen, in life, some things that are going to help them as they become the ones to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. They were going to be the ones who were going to go on to keep the word of God going out. Amen. And as he was sitting there comforting them, he was giving them some good spiritual food here. He was letting them know that this is how you're going to be blessed. These are some things that are going to happen in your life. And as Jesus did, he always, as you read all throughout the word of God, he was always teaching. He was always sharing. He was always encouraging. He was praying, but he was also encouraging. And when you really go back and listen to, as he was talking to them, this is the Sermon on the Mount here, where he's talking and he has the disciples sitting around. We look at it as if they were sitting around, amen. You know, some probably were standing around, but getting this information. And here's Jesus here sitting and he's teaching them and he's sharing some things with them. Just same thing that he shares with us here in the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Same thing he was sharing with them. And it's amazing that is still relevant to this day, 2024, it still has power. It still works. There's nothing added to it or taken away from it. It works just as he intended for it to work. But one of the things, as Pastor Lester, when he said, you know, we don't know what's required. We got to learn what's required of us. And even in that, we have no reason not to learn because we've got the word of God here for us now. It was left here for us to learn, for us to grow, you know, and for us to teach this gospel. Amen. And as we're teaching, also, we're being taught the gospel. And as he was just giving some key points there. And the past couple of days, I tell you, man, since we've been learning out of the book of John, the sixth chapter, it has just transformed our lives. Because when I say I cannot stop reading the word of God. It's like, it's become like just this soothing, as Jeremiah said it, that rejoicing and joy. I understand. I'm feeling that. It's like, Lord, the Bible is just, oh my God, is so much nourishment there in the word of God. And I'm like, this is why we don't have to do hocus pocus. We ain't got to do all this stuff to try to make the word work. It works itself. All it takes is faith. And also too, there's a lifestyle that goes along with it. There's some things that we have to learn to really, truly die from. We have to die. And this is a daily death. This spiritual death is a daily death. It's not something, you know, I do it today and tomorrow I'm good. No, this is something that we have to continue to do in order just to taste the word, to really be changed by it. And so tonight I just want to talk real quickly out of the book of Jeremiah, and I want to go there to the second chapter. We may, matter of fact, I think we're going to go through the first and second chapter. I might just paraphrase some of the first chapter, but it's just so important that we get this word out tonight, because I just had an opportunity to experience this. And I'm like, Lord, this word is truly coming alive. This, the word of God is truth. It is proven. God's word is truth. It is truth. It is real. It instructs us. It's teaching us. It's helping us. Amen. And it is helping us to understand the requirements. Now I'm understanding more and more. I don't know it all. No, it's a process, but it's truly helping me to believe Jesus more and more, and to believe and what the major and minor prophets, what they had foretold. It's helping me to believe, because now it's like you can identify with what the word of God is saying. But even when Jesus was instructing them, I remember when he went out and he was choosing, when he went out choosing those who were going to preach the gospel. But remember when he went out looking for the ones who were going to be the fishermen of men. And I remember as he talked about, if any man desires to follow after me, he must first deny himself, you know, then pick up his cross and follow him. And now I truly understand more and more every day. We don't know it all. We're learning this as we go. He's teaching it to us. And as we read here in the book of Jeremiah, I want to start here at the first verse. And tonight, our subject being, you know, are you a follower of Christ? Are you an unfollower? You know, what are we? And we're focusing on tonight about these cisterns. Something I learned today as I just had an opportunity to just witness some things. And I tell you, when you've been really eating that word, you go around different things, different situations, different places. The word of God, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you. Amen. To tell you. And as I'm just observing and watching, I heard the Holy Spirit speak. I heard it. I heard the word empty cisterns. And I said, okay, I got to Google that and see what scripture that is. And when I Googled that, it was amazing. It took me right to the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter and the 13th verse. And I was like, wow, God, you are so awesome. And see, on this past Sunday, when we shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, we talked a little bit about out of the book of John, the fourth chapter. And I want to jump there real quick and then jump back over here to Jeremiah. and you'll begin to understand how it all comes together, how it's all working for our good, and how God is speaking to us on about the requirements. Amen. How even now we look at it, we're coming up to the death, burial, and the resurrection. There should be some things that are going on and taking place within our body spiritually. There's things physically, but there should be some spiritual things that are taking place in our bodies so that we can really understand and know the purpose of why we celebrate Jesus every day. Amen. Every day is a day for us as followers of Christ to celebrate Jesus, but we understand even the more now what's the purpose of why we have to continue to keep it about the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not about the Easter, not about the Easter eggs, not about any of that stuff, but we have to keep it about Jesus. And so here in the book of John, the 4th chapter in the 10th verse, it's a familiar passage of scripture for many, where it's talking about the woman who was at the well and what happened as she was there at the well. So powerful. And I remember as we were talking about this, I think it was either Saturday morning, or I know when I shared the message on Sunday, where we talked about putting on that whole armor of God and going and making sure that everything is ready, you know, making sure that there's no breakages in there, making sure that we got the proper equipment on. This is talking in the spiritual realm here. We're talking about the spiritual things here. But here it is. I just want to read this real quick, and glory, 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 glory. I'm going to go up to the book of John, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to start right here at verse 1 in the King James Bible. And it reads as it says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples." And I love here it goes on to say, "He left Judea and departed again into Galilee." And he must needs go through Samaria. So he had to go through Samaria. There was a need there, and Jesus had to be the one to go through there and meet that need. It's just amazing, you know, how Jesus, even as we read at this time, how he was going all around praying, teaching people about his Father's kingdom. And in the process, there were a lot of people who were getting healed and set free and delivered. And Jesus, he hadn't even died yet. Amen. But remember, we say it's so important. This is why we learn about the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph." And then it says, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink." Now, this is amazing. All these years that I've read this passage of scripture, I'm just now realizing, probably within the last week, that what he spoke here in scripture was, "Give me to drink." And that, like, oh my God, give me to drink. Here was Jesus saying unto her to give me to drink. Then it goes on to say, "For his disciples were going away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And then I love how Jesus' comeback answer was, "Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. It goes on to say, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Ooh, but I love how Jesus came back and his response was, it says, and Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water, hallelujah, that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And as I was reading over the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter and the 13th verse, I'm telling you, as I experienced this for myself today and just watching and seeing how, you know, for me, these past couple of days, I've just been eating the word of God. I've had the worship music playing. There's a certain worship music that I've been playing that has just been going right along with the word. And it's like I've just been so fed by it. And it's just been blessing me. It's been freeing me. And I began to play it for others to hear. And it was like God was showing me, like, wow, so much was going on with different ones that they couldn't really focus. And I was like, wow, God, they seem to be like just kind of, as we say, scatterbrained, just all over the place. And I'm like trying to say, you know, if you can hear this, praise God, this is going to heal you. It's going to free you, because it's been freeing me, because it's been the word of God. And I've been eating the word of God. I just been going back and forth through the Bible. Just, oh my God, it's like God's been taking me here and here as this time of preparation has began. And it's even different now than it's ever been before. And I'm like, okay, Lord, as I'm playing, I said this right here. But there was so focused on so many other things. And I began to say, well, what is, and I am, and in my mind, I was thinking, I said, it's almost like a dry land there. And as I was saying that, I was like, Lord, and I heard the word empty cisterns. And so if you go with me over here now to the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to get back to the other here, amen. If I don't get it all out tonight, praise God, we've got time. We're going to continue the teachings. Amen. Everything is just coming together. Praise God. Because God is teaching us about our requirements as born again, true believers, true followers of Christ, who has been broken free of the chains. I mean, really have been broken free and freed up. And it's like when you pull away from a lot of different things that try to grab your time or take your time, and you just really pull away and just focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you will start eating and it will start feeding your spirit, man, and you will not want to let it go. Even in spite of what's taking place around us, it's like you got to just eat that word to survive, to stay alive spiritually. And this is what's missing in a lot of Christians, amen. But we thank God that we're becoming Christ-like and we're learning what that difference is. And that's why when Pastor Lester was talking about, we got to know what our requirements are. And the only way we're going to recognize and find out is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to eat this word. We got to eat it just like a medicine, because this is exactly what it is. It is food for our soul, as he's been talking about the body, the mind, and the soul. I know some things that he had shared with us. And as he was teaching on the school of healing, one of the things he shared, he said, write this down. I think he said, write this down or say this out loud to yourself. But it says, you know, I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. And to tell you how powerful this thing was, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can't say it's a thing. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me just call it what it is. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the bread of life. When Jesus said, I am the bread of life, he is the bread of life. He is the bread of life. And when we begin to eat of his bread, amen, as we're going to be learning about eating of his bread, amen, and drinking of his blood, it's just so much, oh my God, so much good eating that God is giving us. And, you know, in the book of John, real quick, you don't have to turn there. You can just write it down, go back and look at it, you know, in your notes, but I want to read it real quick. But it says in the book of John, the 6th chapter in the 35th verse, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye have also seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And here is Jesus talking here now to the disciples as he's preparing them, amen, as he's going through all the cities and the towns. And these are the things that he's teaching along the way. Here he's teaching them about that bread of life, amen. Here, when we go back into the book of John, the 4th chapter, he's talking here to the Samaritan woman where he's talking about the water, this water that you drink, where he tells her, give me to drink. He makes that suggestion, give me to drink. Because he knew if you give me to drink, you'll never thirst again. Just like he was teaching the disciples in the book of John, the 6th chapter. What we saw there at the 37th verse, where he teaches them, he tells them, I am the bread of life. See, he's given all the tools. Here's some of the requirements. Here's some things that he's saying that's going to help us, that's going to truly free us up from the cares of life and in the things of the world. So when these attacks come, as followers, as people who become in Christ-like, born-again believers, people, those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit, he's the Spirit of truth. He reminds us. He brings things back to our attention. And oh, does he bring it back to our attention more clearly when we get away from all those things that drain us, those things that drain us. When we can get to the one who sustains us and fills us. And his name is Jesus, the bread of life, that living water, that water that you won't thirst for. He says in the scriptures there in the book of John, the 4th chapter in the 13th verse in the King James Bible, where he said unto the Samaritan woman, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. When he talks about that regular water, that water. But then he goes on to say, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He's real. His word is real. His truth is real. But when we look over here in the book of Jeremiah, as I was looking and God was showing me, this is what's happening. There's a lot of empty cisterns out here because they're looking into idolatry. They're serving idols. They're looking to find that fulfillment in money. They're looking even to find that fulfillment in people and all these different things that you're never going to find the answer there. The answer is in Jesus, that mystery that... It's in Jesus. It's not going to be found out in a car or a house or a job. It's not going to be found out on the street or in a, it, It's only going to be found in Jesus. And here in the book of Jeremiah, you know, when you read there in chapter 1, where it starts off, and oh, what a powerful, powerful breakdown that is there. But where it talks about that, and as I began to read upon it, and I just want to start here, and I'm going to read through the first verse here, but so that we can just begin to understand that the conversation there. But in the book of Jeremiah, we'll start here at the first chapter, and we'll start there at the fourth verse in the King James Bible. But it reads, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." And then verse 7 says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it." Glory to God. Woo, powerful. "And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break forth open all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshiped the works of their own hands." And he says, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." Praise the Lord. And as we look at it, as God begins to, he reveals these two different visions to Jeremiah, as he begins to teach Jeremiah and explain to him here about what he's seeing. And even when we look at it right now, we're coming up to springtime, and we're seeing all these things that are happening. We're seeing all these changes that are taking place. As we look at that first sign of the almond branch, we're here as the Lord begins to speak to Jeremiah, and he begins to confirm to Jeremiah his calling. He begins to explain to him, "This is why I have called you, Jeremiah. This is what's happening. This is what's going to take place in your life." And we have to remember, Jeremiah was a prophet. Amen. He was one of the Bible prophets. He was one of those true prophets that was not going around just prophesying the fortunes and the fame and the money and, oh, when this happens, you're going to get this. No, God was the prophet. He was confirming to him, amen, his calling as he reveals those visions to him. And see, when we look and see how Jeremiah begins to see that blossom, he begins to see the fulfillment of God's word. As we're seeing it, we're seeing God's word being fulfilled. And then as we go over, as we look, as we learn about God's judgment there, when it talks about the pot, God's word is just so good. It warns us and it teaches us, it helps us, it cautions us. And as I was reading through this, if you go over here in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter here, where it reads, the first verse, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem saying, thus saith the Lord, I will remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, and it says, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found? What iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain?" And as we look at this, we're seeing so many things taking place in the world right now, but God is taking place. Amen. But I love here in verse 4 where it says, "Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone from me and have walked after vanity and are becoming vain? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors all transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Shittim and see, and send me unto Kedar, and consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Verse 11, have the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, saith the Lord. And right here is where God took me when we talked about the cisterns. Broken. Cisterns. What are cisterns? Well, they are made to carry water. To carry water. And as we read here, it says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Can hold no water. And as I was reading that, I said, wow, God, that's what it was. That's what I was seeing. I was seeing an empty vessel, an empty cistern. And even though people may talk about spiritual things, you may sing spiritual songs, you may do all of these things, but it's almost like we see now people are talking around things because there's no water there. There's no bread of life there. They have not taste it and see that the Lord is good. And I love here, as the Lord here was preparing Jeremiah, I love even when you read when he touched his mouth. You know, it's just as God is touching our mouth, when the word of God is touching our mouths and is making us want to do right. It's making us want to live for Jesus and preach the gospel so that souls will be saved, so that people don't have to die not in Christ, because they were going around with some broken cisterns. They didn't have water. It was dry. When Jesus said, as he told a woman at the well, as he met her there at the well, and he gave her the instruction, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. As she says, remember, Jesus instructed her in the beginning of the conversation, give me the drink. And as she spent time with the Lord, she spent time with the bread of life. She spent time with the way, the truth, and the light. She spent time with the Son of God there. As he was talking to her, as he was letting her know, he was revealing to her what it was that she needed. God is revealing to the world. He's revealing to us all what it is that we need. We need that well of water springing up into everlasting life. We need the bread of life. We need it. Because as we begin to eat and drink of it, remember, as I went up to the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter in the 8th verse in the beginning. And that is so true. And we're seeing it. We're beginning to live it. It's different now. It's not the same. We can't be living. It's no way we can live for Christ and still stay in that same state, which means evidently we're not broken yet. We're not broke from these things of the world. But remember, even as Jesus was preparing and teaching those disciples, because remember, they went through a process. And Jesus, he hadn't died at this time. But he already knew ahead of time what he was going to do and what that was going to mean for us. Remember in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse, where it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness for what? For they shall be filled. Well, here we are. We've got many examples in the gospel of Jesus Christ of where this took place. And it's even taking place now, where it's taking place in us. I don't want to walk around with a broken cistern. I don't want to walk around with an empty one. And you see, and it's like, it's, oh my God, it's dry when it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. God was showing me, this is where we come in as we preach and teach. And then also too, we have to be first partakers. We have to believe in what we're preaching and teaching. We have to believe in Jesus. And even though, doesn't matter how long you've been saved, every day, what it says, his mercies are new every morning. I was just like these songs that I've been listening to as I've been heeding his word. They've all just been speaking scriptures, and it's almost like you're hearing in the scripture something you couldn't really, you didn't hear before. But because it's now that we tasted and we're tasting it. As he took us to the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter in the 16th verse, So true. So true. It's so much. I'm not able to really share everything tonight, but I just wanted to jump out there and give you just some good meat there that, ooh, I've been eating on. Praise God. It's been so delicious. Oh my God. It's been so delicious. It's like, I can't put it down. I was like, God, you are so right. When you say you hunger and thirst, we will hunger and thirst after it. It is so true. This is why I understand why we don't add to and take away from it. Why the gospel can't be diluted. Why it can't be changed to fit a circumstance or so that it won't offend anybody or hurt anybody. But the enemy is hurting people. Amen. He's bringing about death. The wages of sin, the payment for it is death. But we can learn how to eat of the bread of life that can change us to where we can really, truly die to ourself and become alive in Christ. But scripture reads, thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And I'm telling you, the words is like it's just jumping out. I can't eat enough. It's like I don't even want to put the word down. And it's just I'm finding myself just eating the word. It's like, God, it's different. I just think about that springing forth, and here we are. It's springtime coming. It's a change taking place. It's a transformation going on. But God is really, truly bringing us out of complete darkness. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. There, as he was teaching Jeremiah of the things that were going on and these visions that God was showing him about things that were going to come, that were going to take place, that were about to happen. Here's Israel. Getting them back to that relationship with God. You know, there's a song that plays sometimes where it says, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received your, take me back. I think that's how it goes. Take me back, dear Lord. It says, you know, take me back to that place where I first received you, where I first believed. Some of us, we need to get back to that place. But it takes place, and we have to die to our ourselves, our flesh, die to the things of the world. I'm talking about a spiritual death, amen, so that we can truly become free. But it starts first with believing, and we don't have to know everything right now. He teaches us as we go, and I'm telling you, the more you eat, it just becomes so alive. It becomes so alive. And so I'm going to stop right there. Amen. And when you look at it, even Jeremiah, he was set apart. He was set apart for the Lord's use. That's what his life was for. Amen. You know, I know my mother-in-law, and this will be my closing statement here. A song that she always wants us to sing, or when we go and see her and spend time with her, she always wants us to play this song. And it talks about, you know, I give myself away. When we look at it, amen. And you wonder how many times people have sung that song and actually really given themselves away so that God can use us. And I'm talking about us as a whole. I'm not just specifically talking about a specific group of person, but when we hear that and we think about it, you know, Jeremiah, he was set apart by God so that God could use him. And I think about it, give our life away so you can use us. See, he was already chosen for that, amen. That was the plan for his life all along. And that is exactly what he did. He did exactly what God had instructed him to do. And I love it how he touched him. But he put his word in Jeremiah's mouth, on his lips. He's doing the same thing for all of us. When we completely surrender ourselves, just like that woman there at that well, it changed her life. Even those disciples there, it changed their life. It's changing our lives. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this time, God. We thank you for this opportunity tonight, Lord. We just thank you for your word, God. We just thank you for your truth, God, even as we touched on the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse in the King James Bible tonight, Lord, for what Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did of the eat of them. God, your words have been found and we did and we are eating of them. And your words, God, have become such a joy and rejoicing of our hearts, God. It is truly, God, setting us free even the more, because we want souls to be saved. He who wins souls is wise. And God, we want to first make sure that our souls are right. That's one of the requirements. You're teaching us, God. That's why you have us on the body, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. I love it. I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. As we learn, even as Job, as he went through things, Job still did not deny God. He still did not deny his father. He still did not turn and change and give up. No, he stood his ground. He lost everything. But look at what all he gained. Woo! And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight as the word has went forth. God, we pray that this word is a nourishment to our minds, our bodies, our soul. Lord, we thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for the 66 books in which you've left here for us to live by daily, continuously. And so, God, as you continue to fill us with more of your word, more of your truth, because, God, your word is true. And so, Father, we pray and ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. We pray tonight. Amen, amen. And God bless. Are you a follower, an unfollower? Amen.